our country is in a major crisis right now. And what happens in the United States has an impact on the rest of the world, does it not? But this morning, I want to talk about the fact that Jesus Christ is touched with the feelings of our infirmity. You know, that gives me great consolation to know that He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows exactly what is going on. I'm glad to know that. I'm glad to know that regardless of whatever is going on in our world, whether our technology is working properly, whether our how our finances are, how our physical bodies are wearing down, what's going on in our families, what's going on in our world, that Jesus Christ is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. One of the greatest scriptures in the whole Bible is the shortest verse in the Bible, which is Jesus wept, which shows Jesus' great empathy for his friends. When he discovered that Martha and Mary were in such grave, they were just grieving in their spirit over the loss of their brother. Even though Jesus knew that he was going to raise him from the dead, he sensed the great pain and suffering and anguish that Mary and Martha were going through over the loss of Lazarus. God, through His Son Jesus Christ, our advocate and mediator also, is concerned about His children. If you're suffering physical pain this morning, if you're suffering over what's going on in our world, if you're grieved over the sin, or you like Lot vexed with the conversation of the wicked every day, Jesus Christ knows everything about us. And He is cognizant of what we're going through. And He not only knows about it, but He cares about us. He is touched over the fact that we're going through this pain. We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men. We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. Well, for our friends on our website, who are joining us for the shorter broadcast, I want to wish you a great day this day, and do not be overwhelmed with what's going on in our world, but trust in Christ, who gives us the solace and the comfort we need. God bless. Well, for you who continue on Facebook with us and on YouTube, I want to delve a little bit further into this. I want to delve a little bit further into this this morning. Regardless of what our needs are, Jesus Christ is a sustainer of our life. We have so many precious promises given to us in His Word that we can go to for solace. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4:7. I'm glad that we don't trust in ourselves. We don't trust in our own abilities. We don't trust in our own physique. We don't trust in our own goal-setting aspirations. We don't trust in money. We don't trust in princes, presidents, kings. We trust in the living God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Redeemer. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We have no other destiny other than the destiny that God has preordained for us before the foundation of the world. When I think of God's love and what He did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like watching the angels or listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Well, I'm glad for the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And I'm glad to know that He's ruling and reigning in heaven right now, regardless of what's going on in the United States Capitol. He knows all things, and by Him all things consist, and He cares about each one of His little children. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.